Hey, and I'm joined with my sister, Lara Beth.
Hey, y'all. We're back.
Oh, my gosh. I feel like we're just... We both watched Vanderpump Rules. We both watched The Valley. And...
Yes.
Neither of us are feeling inspired.
I know. Well, Vanderpump was good, but it wasn't like anything we needed to break down. Like, it was kind of just like a continuation of everything else that, you know, we've already seen. I did enjoy the clip of Brock in the pool with his like little speedo on.
The banana hammock.
I was like, I don't know why I've turned a leaf on Brock, but this season I'm like, he's so hot. And I'm like, I'm into it.
I know. I was like, because he was like in that like little pool float, the little donut. Yeah. And I was
it's so funny. I was just like, I don't know what's wrong with me, but I'm like, I'm into it. So. But what did you think of his conversation with Sheena, their date? Like, were you like, when he was talking about his kids? Because, you know, that was like such a big issue. And then it kind of got swept under the rug, like the child support conversation. And then now it's back. So I don't know. What did you think about their date night? Did you think anything about it?
I mean, I guess I have a couple of thoughts. I think that they interchange, they, number one, and we've said this on the pod before, they use the term nanny when they mean babysitter.
I know.
Because they're two totally different jobs, right?
Right.
Totally. So they, but they need to find someone. And I think Brock is being, you know, respectful and trying to communicate like that he would like more freedom from parental duties because he wants to explore career opportunities. He wants to spend more time with Sheena, like more one-on-one stuff. And so I do hate it for him because I feel like he's doing it pretty respectfully. By saying what his wishes and needs are. I mean, and Sheena has like, she's saying like her OCD is kind of not letting her do it, but there's baby steps that they could probably take with a therapist guidance, like go out for 30 minutes, go out for an hour. Like there's things that I feel like they could do that would make, could make the transition a little easier for.
Totally.
And I feel like Sheena is friends with a lot of other moms and she probably could get recommendations from people that she trusts. So I feel like there's things that they could do together. I can't remember all the drama from Brock's previous marriage or his relationship that he fathered two children. But he did say in his confessional, like he was 19, like he hates the, like if he could go back and like tell his former self, like not to be the deadbeat dad, like, you know, I think there's a lot of things he wishes he could do differently is the impression that I got. But I don't think that the ex is allowing him any contact, right? Or
That's what I understand. And like, he didn't pay child support. So I think she was like, well, if you don't pay child support, you're not going to see your kids.
Right.
But I'm not excusing it, but I do think when you're 19, 20, 21, you just don't, like, you're like, okay, who cares? You know, like, you just have other priorities.
Definitely not excusing it, but yes, there's.
Yes. And it's not right, but I think that's just the natural inclination of a 19-year-old boy. It's just like, well, whatever. I have other things going on. Because I didn't even remember, or maybe we didn't know this, but that he was trying to go into the NFL. I don't even remember that. And so I was like, okay, so he obviously had like a dream and it didn't pan out. That's why he came to America. So, you know, whatever. But you know, Lala was the one going so hard after him about that, you know, a couple of seasons ago. So I think that's interesting how she was just so vocal about that at that point. And now she like doesn't ever even bring it up. You know, it's like, which I'm glad. I don't want it to get beaten to the ground, but it's
I think that he does seem remorseful about it. And hopefully, like, maybe they can find a way back into each other's lives in the future. Yeah. But I'm honestly, like, I am on Brock's side a little bit. And I'm not against Sheena, but I'm on Brock's side a little bit with the childcare situation. I'm like, I don't.
Yeah.
Like, I think it's important to find childcare. I don't understand. Well,
and I think Sheena has such an unconventional job. Like, she doesn't have like a 9-to-5 where Summer Moon's in daycare. Like, she has to go out, you know, to events and like red carpets and do PR and like filming. And so it's like, and I know she depends on her mom, but I do understand why Brock is like, no, let's hire someone to take care of our child. And I do, like, I'm like you. I'm like, I see Sheena's side a little bit, but I'm like, I don't understand why you're so against it. Like, if Brock is wanting to do this, you know,
but let's put in the work to get you to a place where you are comfortable with this, Sheena. And because they've hired like the, is it Tori? What's the girl's name?
Yeah.
Like allegedly. That was like a weird situation. Like, you're going to let her do it, but I don't know. I just feel like there's in the mom world, like, there's got to be somebody that you could recommend. And if it is causing a strain in your relationship, I mean, that you do need to be aware of that. And all you can do is, I mean, Brock can do is like communicate that. So,
And they live in LA. There's probably babysitters like available on every block. Like, you know, like LA, like people want to like work for a quote celebrity, you know. And I'm not talking about just hire anybody off the street, but what I'm saying is like Sheena has options for nannies or babysitters, whatever they're actually looking for. So I just think it's I want to give Sheena like the benefit of the doubt as a mom, like fellow mom, but I'm also like, why are you so against this, you know? Because I appreciate her openness about postpartum, and like Nia on the Valley similarly, you know, just being open about the struggles that maybe don't look like what you think they look like as a new mom, you know, because I think everyone's experience is different. So I appreciate that, but I'm also like, I feel like you are being slightly unreasonable. So maybe you do need therapy or a counselor to like walk you through this or whatever. But yeah, I just thought that conversation was interesting. That whole date night was interesting. Because I root for Sheena and Brock. I'm like, I love them.
Me
together.
Too.
I'm like, I want them to work it out. So, speaking of custody, though, this is why I wanted to bring that up. Did you see, I posted on our stories that Randall Emmett has responded to Lala's comments about the way her child was conceived.
Yeah, I saw on that you posted it on our stories. I need to look at it.
So we are on the beat here at OMG Tell Me Everything because we brought this up. One of us said, like, she is criticizing Randall. She's criticizing the father of her child because she said, the article says, a rep for Randall Emmett responds to Lala Kent saying the way her second child was conceived was much more pleasurable than how Ocean, the child she shares with Randall, was conceived. The quote says, Randall's focus is being the best father possible, and he doesn't see any value in responding to disparaging comments. He is disappointed as a parent that she would talk about the conception of their beautiful child that way. And I agree. I mean, I think it was inappropriate to say that. And I do think it's not okay to say that, like, because Ocean's going to see that one day. And I just think that's really sad. And she's trying to be funny and tongue-in-cheek, but I think she crossed the line, in my opinion. And I'm no fan of Randall, but I'm just talking about in reference to her child. But totally. I thought it was interesting that he, like, responded, quote-unquote, to that. I just was, like, dying because we talked about it on Tuesday's episode, so.
100%, yeah. I felt like it was just, like, just such a cheap shot, and it's rude. Yeah. It is rude, you know, to think that, like, for Ocean to be hearing this in the future, you know, I mean, can you imagine, like, hearing your parents talk about that?
No. And, like, the custody battle has been so, like, ugly, and, like, Lala, I know, has been through it, so I'm not, like, against her. Like, I know she's, like, been put through it by Randall, but I'm also, like, you still need to be careful. Thinking about your daughter, you know, thinking about Ocean. Not, I don't care about Randall's feelings, but I do care about a little girl, you know. So,
We definitely were on the beat with this one.
Were on the beat. So. I know. But yeah, I mean, I'm trying to think what else happened in the episode. We obviously had the big fight with Sheena and Tom at the end, which was like, I didn't expect.
Yeah, I just feel like Tom is just, he just fights so dirty, and like with him like saying that to Sheena, like, well, you were the other woman. And I'm like, number one, what does that have to do with anything?
Literally.
And, you know, and it's just such a cheap jab. And, you know, and Sheena said, like, I was 21. It was like 20 years ago. I didn't even know he was married, you know, so, and this is like what launched the show.
Right. But also, like, Sheena was like I don't want to say the word groomed, but like she was a victim in that situation too. Like, I feel like, I mean, she was young, and Eddie Cibrian was like this older like celebrity, and like approached her. And I'm not excusing it, but I'm saying, like, I feel like she's right to be like, I was young, I was dumb, I was 21, like I was being like stupid, and I regret it. Like, it's not something she's proud of, you know.
Right.
But Tom wants to act like he's valiant because it was quote for love. And it's like, I don't know, he just annoys me. And then he gets mad at them for pulling up the past, but then he goes back even further.
Yeah, that's exactly right. He just fights so deep and dirty.
Yeah.
I'm obviously like on team Sheena's side, so I'm just like,
oh, 100%.
She was like already in like a vulnerable moment anyway, because like she didn't want to be away from Summer Moon, and you know, so he definitely hit her while she was down.
Yes, and he's so upset about that song, and I was so
okay.
I had literally just said to Bill what Brock said, and I told Bill, I was like, "See, I'm right," because I was like, when all this is going on, Tom is on tour. And he's singing, like, that song about Stacey's mom, Rachel's mom, or whatever. And, like, doing all these, like, little jokes. And so I'm like, are you upset? Or are you making it a joke? Because I agree with Sheena when she was like, I thought Tom would think it was funny. Like, he would cover it at his shows. Like, it would just be, like, a joke. And he's just being so sensitive about it. So I was glad that Brock, like, defended Sheena in that way. Because I was like, that's my man, Brock, you know. Yeah. But I was like, I agree. Like, you're making jokes about this on the road. Like, why can't we make jokes about it? Like, it just doesn't make sense.
I thought the same thing. I was like, the song is not that serious. It's really not. Listen to it. It's not even that great of a bop.
No.
It's not even a bop.
It's a cute little song, right?
Yes. And it doesn't go as deep as, like, even what some of Tom... Like, Tom's wearing a shirt last week that said... dipped out.
Exactly.
Like, every single person in this cast has profited off of Scandoval. Mm-hmm. Send it to Daryl. You know, the shorts and 100%. Sandy, something about her. Everybody's making merch. Sheena's would be foolish not to.
Yes.
The song just literally has nothing to do with anything. Like, it's such
and it was a blip on the radar. Yeah. It was like nothing. But in the after show, Sheena even said, like, I don't regret it. She was like, it was fun, it was cute, and I loved it. Like, she was just like, I don't feel bad. And I said, good for you. You shouldn't feel bad. But, yeah, I that fight just came out of nowhere. Like, I didn't expect it to get so heated. When he threw out the, you were the other woman, I was, like, in shock. I was like, holy crap. Like, I just was, like, stunned.
And, you know, he just, like, sits on these little jabs. Like, he's just, walks around his house with his little leg knife and just like fumes about all these people. And he just 100%. Like the first opportunity he can like get it out, he does.
Yes, so. Absolutely. Cause he creates these like scenes in his mind. Like he knows.
Yep. And that's what
he thinks he knows. Yeah.
That's what he said in his interview with the New York Times.
Exactly.
I think in reality TV scenes, you know.
But he's so dumb because he thinks he knows good reality TV, but it's like, you're so like dumb. You don't really get it. Like you like really don't get, you know, I don't know. He's just not an intelligent person, but.
Yes. And I honestly have to admit my truth is that I like the Toms riding in the car and jamming to the music and getting the tattoo. I was like, this is a show I would actually watch.
I'm dying right now.
This is my truth. I was like,
this is a bombshell.
I know. But when they were like cruising in that little car with the tattoo, I was like, this, like two buffoons living together. getting tattoos, yes. falling off chairs,
yes.
drinking Red Bull, being like 40-year-old single dudes in LA. I would watch that.
Yes. Because
I agree. For the train wreck that it is, but absolutely. You know, guys with like too much money, you know, too much independence.
No, I totally agree. Eternal,
like, bachelors. I would watch it. That's not true.
Yes. And I have said that this whole season. I'm like, I would rather watch them figuring out, like, life after Scandoval than still be discussing Scandoval. Like, I'm like, let's watch the Toms be stupid together. Like, let's watch their single life play out. Like, because I know, like, Katie's very, like, divisive figure, but I even enjoyed the scene of Tom and Katie. I'm like, yeah, like, y'all just be friends. Like, I don't need to see y'all working through your relationship issues. Like, I kind of like watching Katie just be like, no, I don't like that. Like, I just like kind of like their dynamic of just like, we're friends and that's it, you know? And I was like, this is just
joke
like
the around. Silly. Yeah.
Yes. The silly Vanderpump Rules I like enjoy. And Ariana actually felt so light this episode. Like,
I know.
With the group scene, like I was like, this is like, I think she was always going to get to this place, but everyone was expecting her to be like this day one. And it's like, she's sitting there joking around with Tom Schwartz. She's like watching Tom Sandoval from afar and not getting involved. Like, she just needed time.
And when Tom Schwartz like even broached the idea of him living with Sandoval, like, she did not flip out. Like, it just shows like time does heal all wounds. And I think
100%.
I mean, I'm not saying she's like healed, but you know, but it's like, everybody wanted her to be like loving and normal on day one.
And
they just didn't give her the space and the time to get there. And no. I think so I feel like she's gotten there as close as she, you know, will and can probably, but
And that conversation with her and Tom about the house made me laugh because it's just so, like, laughable because obviously none of these people, like, know, which I don't know anything about owning property or, like, mortgages, but it's, like, obviously no one on this cast does because then they're like, yeah, like, if he bought, you know, if he takes Ariana's name off the deed, he has to refinance, which means he loses his interest rate. And his whole argument this whole time has been, like, I don't want to lose that. And it's like, well, you idiot. Like, if you take Ariana off, you're going to have to refinance. Like, it's a legal, you know, it's like a legal document, it's a legal filing. And Ariana has said that in her after show interviews and like all this kind of stuff. So it's just funny that like now Tom's like, oh man, like I can't just write you a check and like it's over. And it's like, yeah, you idiot. Like, this isn't as simple as just like giving Ariana some money and then it goes away. Mm-hmm. And it just, to me, like shows like y'all are just dumb. Like, all of y'all are just so
it's
dumb.
It's interesting how like all, like, I mean, I've enjoyed, like, the past two episodes have been like peaceful, like slow but more peaceful, like the girls are fighting and it's just like, oh my gosh, we guys, we're using Zoom and we have a time limit for the free Zoom. But anyway,
GoFundMe is gonna be up soon.
GoFundMe for Tell Me Everything. But it's just like, I was gonna say, like, the past two episodes have just been like so peaceful and it's been great in the sense of like the girls aren't fighting and that's what we want to see. It's like,
yes,
I want the girls to like get along. And
me too.
Like, when the girls got so protective of Sheena tonight, Ariana like ran out there to like give her a hug. And you know, that's what we want to see. And I feel like in this next to last episode, I think next week's the finale.
Yeah, I think we have like next week and then the finale.
Okay.
And then the reunion. So two more. So
the penultimate's next week. But it's like, it's taken us like 15 episodes to get to the girl gang and then the two single Toms, which is kind of what we were saying too from like you know, the beginning. It was like, you know, let's get away from trying to make this whole group so cohesive, you know. So
yes, exactly.
Jax made an appearance, by the way.
Yeah, I was just about to say, what do you think of having Jax back with the crew?
He's scary. Between this and the Valley,
I know.
He's one of the scariest people on reality TV. I'm not even counting Jesse.
I know. He's just like, it's like he's like roid rage. Like he's just like,
yes.
He's so
yes.
like pent up and
like
he
manic
always
or
looks
something.
Like, yes. And he always like looks swollen and like red, which I know people are like, he might be like on cocaine, which I don't know. I mean, I'm like, I'm
no,
clueless about
we
that,
don't.
But I'm like,
allegedly, we know
yeah,
nothing.
that's alleged. Yeah, I'm not like, I'm just saying,
People
like, people
have said
say
we know
that.
nothing. Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, it gets scary though. Like, whatever it is, like, it's like, it's scary because he
even
just
if it's
looks
just like
so
his
like,
mental health, it's like,
yes. Yeah.
it's scary to me.
Yes,
Yeah.
totally.
So I hated the whole, like, I don't really understand the purpose of him coming back because, like, was it supposed to be the bridge to the valley and they like rush the valley on?
Oh, true. I didn't think
Because,
about that.
yeah,
Yeah.
because I was like, what's the point of this? Because we've already welcomed Jax back into the
Right.
fold,
Right.
like in an earlier episode. And we've already, as viewers, we've already watched like a couple of weeks, 4 or 5 weeks
Yeah.
of him on the valley. So I don't
On
really
the
understand
valley, right.
why he was doing this.
I don't know. I thought that was really random too, because I was like, he didn't really serve a purpose at either of the events that he was at. And even like Lisa Vanderpump, which I mean, I know she's like an actress, so I don't know what to believe with her, but she was like, why is he here? And I was like laughing because I was like, did she really not know he was coming? Like, it was just kind of funny.
Right. Because he's
But
gonna like do like a brunch with James Kennedy.
Right. Is it at Sir or at Tom
Is
Tom?
that Sir, I think. Oh, I didn't catch that.
Guillermo was there, so it must have been Sir.
Yeah.
Where's Peter? Yeah. Justice for Peter.
Y'all need to pay Peter.
I know. I honestly like miss him because he was always just like, you know, he would always like show up in the background. Like he would just be there and he would like be like,
well,
you got a lot of reservations tonight.
That's
Like,
Logan has taken the job. He's like, oh,
I
we got a lot of
know.
reservations. We got a party of six on the patio.
I know. Oh, did you see Joe went live over the weekend or earlier this week?
Yes. I didn't watch
I
it, obviously.
no, I just watched clips on Reddit. But she's
Oh.
like fame hungry. Like, I'm sorry. She
I
wants
know. It's
attention.
like all the pity that we had for her just went out. And she says, like, she still thinks that she and Schwartz are soulmates. So I was just like,
that was
oh.
The most shocking thing. Cause I was like, girl.
Which I honestly like agree. I think they are like soulmates. I think they should
but
be
Tom's
together.
never gonna be
But
with her.
Tom will
Yeah.
not be with her. Yeah.
No.
I also, speaking of relationship complications earlier, like Brock and Sheena, Allie and James, and James not wanting to go to that wedding because of the damn fucking dog.
Okay. I don't believe him. And I love James Kennedy, but I was like, you do not care about this dog that much. I'm sorry. Like, I don't buy it. What do you think? I mean, I was just like, give me
yes,
a break.
I was like, I think you're afraid to go be around her family and friends or something. I
Right.
don't know.
Something,
I don't know. I was like, there's something deeper going on. Because I was like, you, or do you have a gig or something? Is there something else behind, you know?
Yeah.
But that is so awful
And the
if you
girls
won't
being like, I
leave.
know, I wouldn't want to leave my child either. I was like, it is not the same
Yes.
to leave your child and leave your dog. I'm sorry.
Yes.
Like, I was just
and
like, give me
Lala
a
said
break.
it, though. Lala was like, do not compare.
Yes.
It's not
She,
the
I
same.
agreed with
She was
Lala in
always,
that moment. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
yeah. I have a
So.
dog and a child, and the dog will be fine.
Yes. That made me laugh
So.
because it was just so out of nowhere. I was like, James, you do not care about this dog that much. I'm
I
sorry.
just feel
Like, I
like,
just, yeah.
okay, guys, if you are on the cast of Vanderpump Rules, I'm going to tell you about this website. It's called care.com. That's for childcare. And then there's another one called rover.com. That's for dog care. And you can read people's reviews. You can interview people. You could go take your child
Yes.
or your dog to meet these people at a playground. You can do all this vetting. And
Yes.
there's services out there that the
Yes.
common man is capable of using. So
use code tell me everything
yeah.
for 10% off. No, I'm just kidding.
I'm dying. Yes.
This was a long way to get to our sponsor.
We're even telling you about it for free. We did not get paid for this.
I know. They should sponsor us, though.
Just buy our Zoom account, guys. Like,
I know.
Yeah, care.com. We just need a Zoom subscription. That's we'll work for free. But yeah, that just like irked me. I just don't have a lot of sympathy for people who don't like get help when it's out there for like basic things. Yeah. It's like, right. I don't have time to go to the grocery store. Well, use fucking Instacart. Like, I don't understand. Like, just all that kind of stuff. I'm just like, I don't get it. But
right.
That was annoying to me. But yeah, like the Jax of it all was just like, why are you here? This was filmed to be some sort of bridge between, but then they decided to launch the valley early. I don't know.
To do it early. Maybe. Yeah. I mean, that makes sense. I hadn't thought about that, but I do think that makes sense. Cause I thought it was so random that he and James were even doing the brunch. Like, I was like,
right. Where did that friendship come back?
Yeah. And Brittany isn't even friends with the girls at this point. Like, they had their falling out over Stassi's wedding.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, what is the connection here? Like, it's just so weird. But yeah. So I don't know. Overall, I mean, it was a good episode. It was just kind of like I said, like continuation of what we had already talked about. But, you know, the next 2 weeks look interesting because we have like the finale party and all that. So I'm sure there'll be more blow ups to come, but
right. Yeah. I was thinking we had the next week was the finale, but we have one more week, but I guess Ariana's boyfriend is going to come.
Yes. Which that'll be, I mean, I will be interested to see. Yeah. Cause Tom is such a jerk. Like in the preview when he was like, maybe I'll give him a rundown like she gave tea. And I'm like, what could you possibly say? Like, what did she do? Like, she wore a t-shirt when y'all had sex? Like, okay, cool. Like,
I was like, I'm glad you brought up tea again since you're so in love with Raquel.
With Raquel. Yeah. Exactly. So dumb. But Raquel, she's been doing some podcasts. Have you been looking at the recaps?
Yes. I've been kind of keeping up a little bit, but tell me more.
Well, I need to read more, but like, I just think she needs to, it's like Joe, it's like, you want the fame and the attention from this. Like, you can act like you don't and you're the victim all you want, but like, you want to monetize off this show. Like, I wish Raquel would stop talking about VPR.
Mm-hmm.
I wish she would move on.
Like, Ryan Bailey made a good point on his podcast that he was like, you could literally like just take Raquel's podcast and make it AI that was her like confessional, like, so it's like
100%
say, like, she's basically just participated in this whole season and absolutely didn't get paid for it but I enjoyed it. There wasn't like much to like deep dive into, but overall, yeah, I felt like it was a good episode, and I'm honestly like kind of ready for the season to end because I'm so curious about the reunion too.
Me too.
And I want to see like where they take it from here.
I know. We'll and Lala's been on this weird campaign, you know. So I'm like, I don't know. I'm always wary when people are like, the reunion was crazy, because I'm just like,
oh, I don't trust Andy.
Yeah.
Right. Well, okay. By the way, I meant to ask you, did you see, I don't watch or listen to Nick Viall or whatever, the Viall Files, but somebody sent me a clip of him talking about Lala and the Taylor Swift of it all. On Lala's podcast, I think, on somebody's podcast, Lala was saying that multiple sources have told her that Travis and Taylor are for PR.
Right.
It's not real. And, like, number one, nobody in the freaking world believes that.
No.
And second of all, like, who are your sources? So, on this podcast, they were saying the same exact thing. It was actually kind of funny to, like, hear them saying that. Because I was like, Lala, like, who are your sources? Like, name them.
Name one source. Yeah.
You know,
right. Like a source could be like Reddit. Like, shut up. Like, it's just so funny. Yeah.
And
I didn't see Nick's pod, the clip of Nick's pod, but I saw Lala's and I was just like, shut up. Like, she's just so,
I mean,
she'll do anything for her 5 minutes.
Yes. Cause I mean, like, you know, the Swifties are going to come for her about this. So if it even like makes news, I don't know if anybody
Right.
Cares, but I just feel like she knows what she's doing, and she said that just to get some attention.
100%.
So that's my sources are telling me,
right,
that this was fake for attention. Right. So
no, I agree, and I don't. Because she said like he's like cheating on her, and they just got together.
Oh yeah, that was the other thing that killed me. Yes.
Yeah.
That like he's like out in these streets. I was like, bull fucking shit. He is not.
I do not believe that.
It would like, and Lala wouldn't be the one to break the news if it was.
I know exactly. Exactly. So yeah, I think she'll do anything for attention. And like Lala is like my least favorite type of person, honestly, because she says like I don't read the comments. I don't care what people say about me. Like I don't care, you know, if people are haters, then you know, whatever. And I'm like, you do care. Like you're on TV, you're a social media personality, like you do your Amazon lives, you have a podcast, you do care. Like you need people to, you know, to interact with you and listen to your content. Like don't act like you don't care what people think. Like I just hate that, because it's just not true. And that's a terrible business strategy. Like you should care what people think. Like you're a social media.
Yeah,
I know she's on a show.
You're not a movie star.
No.
Like what you have, like being on social media is important because you need to know what people think about you.
Right.
And yeah, that's a terrible strategy. And it's not true.
And I also don't believe that she's not. She has said this multiple times that she doesn't read comments. And I was like, I don't believe her. Like she's like, I'm not really on social media. I just post and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, I don't think she's like Sheena, like reading every single comment, but I don't believe Lala is not like, she knows what people are saying.
She changes her mind based on what people are saying.
Yes. Which is why it was so funny she accused Katie, you know, she accused Katie of like placating to the audience. And I was like, sweetie, you are the one that does that. Like, you change your tune on a dime. Like, Lala has changed her mind on so many issues. And so it's like, to me, Katie is, like, the least placating to the audience, because she just has always been, like, everyone's always hated her. So, like, what are you talking about?
Right.
So that made me laugh. 100%. But, yeah, I saw the clip of her. And, you know, don't come for Taylor Swift, honey. The Swifties will get you, so...
Right. And that's probably what she wants.
I know.
Honestly.
More attention.
Like Vanderpump Rules star. Lala Kent.
Exactly. You
know, something like that. I know we've been like talking about the Valley for like week after week and saying we promise we're gonna talk about it like in depth. And I think today we actually kind of are. We're gonna talk about it a little bit more briefly.
Yes.
But this show, guys, do not sleep on it. It's
no, very, very good. It's so good.
We have our like manic James. Jax is over there. Our girl Kristen Doty. And I feel like I'm kind of learned the new characters. Like,
yeah,
is it Jason?
It took
and
me
Michelle?
A while, but
no,
yes.
Jesse and Michelle.
Jesse,
hello. Anyway, so what have you thought about this season, this episode?
I have, like, loved it so much more than I thought I would. Like, I remember when that first, like, teaser trailer came out with Jax, like, riding in his little clown car, you know.
The AI tease trailer, yeah.
We were all just like, what is this? Like, I didn't know what the show was going to be. Like,
right.
Because I thought they were almost going to make it, like, a slapstick, like, making fun of domestic life.
Like a sitcom
life.
Or something.
Yes,
oh,
like,
yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Not scripted necessarily, but just, like, oh, it's going to be about, like, how hard it is to change a diaper or something. You know, like, just something stupid. That's kind of what I was thinking. But then, like, the second trailer came out and it showed, like, the drama. And I was like, okay, this actually looks interesting. And now, like, I love it. Like, Matt Bill loves it. Like, he loves, like, just the mess of reality TV. So he's, like, into it. And it's a fun watch. Like, I, like, look forward to watching it every week. So I've loved it. And I think you have a lot of different characters, right? Like, you have the absolute messes of Jesse and Michelle. But then you have, like, a little more levity with, like, Janet and Mia. You know, they're, like, a little bit more grounded and level-headed. And then you have, obviously, the mess of Jax and Brittany. So, I don't know. I've really enjoyed it. Like, are you loving it? Like,
I am loving it. Yeah. It's a wide cast of characters for sure. I think one thing I noticed this week is I was like, Janet hasn't gotten a ton of airtime, but she has like the funniest like one-liners that I'm totally. Like, she made a comment. She was like, I'm so happy to be celebrating Jax's loss of hair.
Yes.
I was, it just cracked me up.
She's funny.
She said it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because like, yeah, some of the couples are more stable.
Yeah.
More stable than others for sure.
Yes.
But I'm enjoying it. And the funny thing is this episode, you know, Kristen and her boyfriend are like still on this like fertility journey. You know, and she's like,
yeah,
makes a comment. She's like, the pregnancy test was negative. And I was like, the one time that's a bad thing.
That scene was killing me because I was like, do you know how it works? Like, you're not to be pregnant like the day after you have sex. Like, it's just like, how long has it been?
She's like, they had sex. She stood up and she was like, I feel nauseous. This morning sickness.
Yes.
I'm like, oh, like, I'm basically. That's what she was doing.
Like, do y'all understand? Like, sex ed has failed our country.
Oh, yes.
I was just like, that's not how it works. Like, I don't know. I just was like laughing. And I was also laughing because, you know, I always talk about Erica Jayne. Like, she talks so much about sex, it makes me believe she doesn't have sex ever.
Yeah.
And I feel I'm getting that feeling, honestly, from Danielle on Summer House. Like, I feel like she constantly talks about how many guys she's hooking up with. And I'm like, I don't know if I believe you. Like, I'm just like, I don't know. I just think the more you talk about it, the more it makes me think like you're not. But I believe that Kristen and Luke are constantly having sex. Like, wow. I just think their house is probably just like carnal. Like, it's they just give me those vibes. Like, I'm just like, you can just tell, like, that's all they care about. That's all they do. And I'm not saying that, like, I'm into it. I'm just like, they give me that vibe. And I'm just like, I don't need to know this much information about your sex life, to be honest.
But I truly cannot. What's his name? Luke.
Isn't it Luke?
I guess. Yeah.
Colorado. He's younger than me, too, which is like wild. I did not
know. It is Luke. He's younger than you?
Yes. Let me check. But I think.
What?
I think so.
And you know, watch what Crappens said. He looks like Picasso.
I know. I died when I saw that. I was like, he does.
Yeah. It's so accurate.
It is.
Tell me how
Luke is 32.
Oh my God.
And I just turned 34 in March. So I'm like, that he is looks wild.
So old to me.
Yes. I did not know he was that young.
Early, she's 40, 41 or so.
Yeah.
I can't figure him out either.
I can't
because
either.
I feel like in most of the scenes he's like chill and like country boy kind of, like mountain man, calm. Yes. But then like in the scene, the fight at the end, I was shocked at how aggressive he got.
Yes. It was very, like, that whole, like, last, like, how, like, 2 minutes of the episode was, like, my gosh. Like, it came out of kind of nowhere. And the rage, honestly, like, we talked about Jax, but it's, like, Jesse has rage, and so does Luke.
Yeah.
And it's, like, they just snap, and, like, their eyes
Jax,
are just, like
stayed back, thank God.
I know.
Because I think it could have gotten really bad. But, but Jesse, like, is, like, lunging for Luke. I mean, and they were, like, I think Luke like backed away, but just like his initial like verbal aggression was just like shocked me. I need to like rewatch the fight.
I know, like stop and like soak it in. And Brittany like had to get in the mix. Like Brittany was like physically like in the middle. I was like, poor Brittany, like get her out of there.
I know, she can't talk with the bottom half of her face. Guys, give her a break.
Poor thing. I know. And those two confessionals that they like go between, like she looks completely different in both of them.
Oh. Okay. Poor I just thing. Like, she needs to cut her hair. It's
I know.
So long.
She needs a
and
fresh
then, like,
look.
The outfits where she like pushes her bra up to her droopy chin. It's just like this is like, she is so pretty, and I just hate the styling that she does. Yeah.
Well, the Peacock app like automatically played the Jackson Brittany go to Kentucky thing.
Okay, that was advertised on that
the other day, yes. And I like the remote was like across the room or something, so I just like let it play because I was like folding clothes or whatever. And she is so naturally beautiful. And that mm-hmm. was, like, before. She had had the boob job, I think, at that point. But she hadn't done anything to her face. And she just is such a naturally, like, pretty, like, girl. And so it just makes me sad that she feels like she has to do all of this mm-hmm. cosmetic work. Because it is, like, I know living in L.A., there's probably a lot of pressure to do that, too. And, like, being on TV and all that. But I just was, like, makes me sad because you really were such a natural beauty, you know.
And you did all this for this jerk off of a man, exactly, who's such right. an ass. Like,
right.
I mean, he is like disgusted by her. You can just—it's so obvious and sad to see it that.
It really is sad.
Because, like, when they're talking, like, at the restaurant or at the bar, and like, you know,
yeah.
Throughout the whole episode, I mean, he just can't. He looks at her with such disdain. It's sad.
100%.
And then she was like, "Still, like, are we gonna start trying to have another one next month? You promised."
Yes.
And I'm like, "Y'all, this don't is do so it. Dark. Like, don't do it." And like at the same time, Jax is like literally like breaking down at the table. He's like, "I'm so overwhelmed with everything." And like, I don't know what that was about.
I don't either. And I was like, why did you do this? Like, you literally talked so bad about Tom and Tom, like, getting divorced after opening Schwartz and Sandy's. Like, he was like, the bar was the end of their relationship. But then you're opening a bar.
Right. But, I mean,
you know, I don't know.
I guess it's a little different because he said in an earlier episode that he put no money into it. Like,
right.
It's just truly a... you know, spawn con type thing.
Totally.
So,
right.
But then Brittany's like trying to get involved with like the decorations and stuff. And I was just like, why are you doing this? Like, I was like, why do you want to torture yourself and do this?
Exactly.
I didn't really understand why she cared about any of it, to be honest. No. So,
I know. Get me out of there. But yeah, every time she talks about having a second baby, I'm like, don't do it. Like, that's the last thing y'all need right now. Like,
I feel the same way about with Kristen too. I'm like, y'all don't. I don't know. Like, obviously, like, there's just so much societal pressure to like have children.
Yes,
like, just you don't have to listen to it because it's.
Yeah,
hard
and
yes,
and they also don't know where they want to live. Like, there's a lot of like question marks in their relationship. So I understand like the pressure she feels being 40, but I'm like, freeze your eggs or like do something like that. Like, don't have a baby with this guy that like I mean, I guess they've been together a long time, but I just was like, y'all don't know where you want to live. Like, he wants to go back to Colorado, and you don't.
Well, and so, I mean, isn't she friends with Lala, like, in theory?
Yeah.
Like, and I'm like, learn from Lala's custody battle. Like,
yes.
She, like, you know, has struggled with everything with Randall, and, like, that
right.
could translate to your relationship with Luke because you're not married, and
right.
you got to get all the stuff in agreement. So, I don't know. And then, so, for Brittany and Jax, it's like, why are you, which, I mean, I don't, obviously, like, they're broken up now or separated, but, yeah, she was like rushing to like have another one. But
yes.
in the same conversation, Jax is like led to tears because he's so stressed out.
Right. It makes no
sense. Like, fake or not tears,
right.
I don't know. But still,
right.
It's like there's something going on.
Yeah. No, I know.
And everybody can see it but you.
And I guess Kristen in real time is still not pregnant, but she just got like liposuction.
Okay. What? How do you have liposuction if you're trying to get pregnant?
I was like, I don't think that you can do that, but okay. Or you should do that. I guess you can, but you should do that. I was just like, okay, Kristen, that's a weird choice, but.
Yeah, she did like the body sculpting.
The body sculpting, yeah.
And I mean, go for it. But I was like, shouldn't you, like, now, I'm sure you had to like stop trying to get pregnant.
Right.
Like, in the day, like, before, like, leading up to this procedure and in the months
right.
afterwards, I don't think you could safely. And, like, if you were going to get pregnant, why would you not wait until after you delivered to then do
right.
the body sculpt? Like, I don't get that.
No, it didn't make any
That
sense.
shocked me. But what do you think about, like, this fight? Like, what, I mean, like, the rumors and the nastiness.
I know. We need to talk about Meredith next, in the next segment, the Salt Lake City stuff. But, I mean, to me, like, Jesse is so scary. Like, he is scary to me.
Okay. Sorry, I forgot to mention, like, him talking to that Burning Man girl.
Yes. What was that?
All three of those dudes talking, like, that was sick. Y'all are like fucking apes in the jungle. Like, you can't 100% control your penis looking at a girl. And you just treated her, like, that was so nasty, sexist.
I hated it.
I was just disgusted by that. They were like, I've got to look away. I'm like, okay, you sicko.
It's so stupid. It was just
stupid. Yeah.
No, like, I agree. What are
you're just treating this person like a piece of meat. Like,
100%.
To her face. It was just like, this isn't Hooters. Like, she's trying to sell Burning Man clothes. Stop.
Yes. I feel bad for her. I was like, is she okay? Like, I would feel so, like, violated.
Violated.
That was me, you know, yeah. So, yeah, I did not like that, and it grossed me out. And you could tell Michelle was just like, what the heck? Like, she just was like...
Yeah, she was like, are you going to Burning Man?
I know.
You stupid idiot.
I know. But the fight, I mean, like, Jesse is scary. Like, I feel bad for Michelle. I think he is, like, a terrifying person. Like, he hit the table again, and that was just, like, to me, like, I just can't deal with that. Like, I'm just like, don't hit the table. Like, it's just so stupid. But I don't know what Kristen knows, and I'm interested to see that, like, storyline play out, because I'm like, what does she know? Like, is it about Michelle cheating? Is it about their marriage? Like, what is the secret or whatever? And I don't know. I just am like, I know Kristen is messy and she makes great TV, but I'm like, just say it. Like, just, like, let it all out. Like, I don't like the dragging it out, you know, of it all. Cause I'm just like, this is the second episode.
As viewers, like, we don't really care. We don't know them that well.
No.
And we know in real time that they're not together. So
exactly.
I don't understand the drag out of this either.
No.
But
I know Kristen's trying to make good TV. So, you know, she's thinking ahead. But yeah, it made me uncomfortable how he got, like, physical, like, hitting the table. Just makes me, like, very uncomfortable. But yeah, like, Luke getting in the mix, I was like, this is so, like, these men are like cavemen, like, what you're talking about. Well, then, like, getting turned on, like, hot girl turns me on, like, and then they're just, like, ready to fight. Yeah. Like, y'all are like cavemen. Like, it's just so, ridiculous.
It's ridiculous, and I love it.
This
is like,
give me more.
This is like old school Vanderpump, you know, fights in Vegas, chunky sweaters, like all that stuff.
Yes.
And so it's giving me that. So I'm enjoying it.
Yes. But, very entertaining.
Yes.
I wish there was like 20 episodes. Because I think there's 12 episodes of this season.
And this was what, 5, I think?
Yes. So, which I'm glad, because at first I'd heard it was only 8. But then I think it got finalized at 12. So I'm glad.
And they are going to have a reunion. So that'll be good.
Yes. Which I'm glad, because I was curious, because sometimes with season one shows, they don't give them reunions.
Right.
So I'm glad they're getting one. But yeah. Oh, I know what I wanted to say was did you see, I posted on our Instagram that Whitney is supposedly going to divorce Justin.
This is from Salt Lake City, guys.
Salt Lake City. And Natalie commented on my post, like, why is Meredith in the picture?
Why was she? She do something?
Because there's like a Page Six, just in case you didn't see it on our Instagram, it's like a Page Six article, and it's like a bubble of Meredith Marks's like head at the bottom.
In an article about Justin and Whitney divorcing.
So the caption cut off, but the reason that she's in the picture is she like supposedly found out and then like exposed it on the show. But I don't know, you know, obviously I think this season of Salt Lake City is going to be really good. Everybody was like, it's going to be terrible without Monica. And I'm just like, these women can deliver, honey. They don't need Monica. But I am interested to see like the story here. Cause you know, last year she was like talking about her and Justin were going through issues, but then at the reunion, she was like, we're better than we've ever been. So I was just like, I can't keep up. I don't know what I believe.
Well, he like, you know, remember he got all depressed, like wasn't wearing the wedding ring.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, he's kind of in like a bad space. So yes. Hopefully.
I mean, between this and fat. Like
Mary using vulgar language. Right. Like, you know, it's been a busy week with SLC news.
Totally. Totally. So I just was like, I saw that and I was just like, oh my gosh, like Meredith is in the mix. She's always in the mix. Did you see yesterday on Twitter that Dave Quinn tweeted, gird your loins?
Yeah, now I'm pissed.
I know. He has not updated. I'm checking right now. So if you guys don't know, he is like a People reporter for People magazine. He gets all the Bravo exclusives. Like, he's always the writer for those articles. And he like kind of reports the Bravo news beat exclusively for People magazine. But he always kind of breaks news on his Twitter. And so yesterday he tweeted, gird your loins, ... and then never followed up. Like, there's still 17 hours ago, he is still not.
And people, like, everybody's going crazy because we just assume it's going to be this huge thing.
Yep. So I don't know what's coming. Because at first, like, the first Bravo news I saw after that was that Sonia is officially putting her townhouse up for auction. If you guys didn't see that, Sonia Morgan from Real Housewives of New York, her infamous townhouse, she's tried to sell it for years and hasn't found a buyer. So now it's been auction.
Yeah, it's been on and off the market, yeah, for ages.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, I'm happy for her to, like, let go of that because she needs to. But I know it's, like, probably really hard for her. But anyway, I say all that to say that was the first thing I saw. And I was like, surely he's not, you know, making a big deal about that, because it's not, that's not that big of a deal. But yeah, he's still, I just checked, he is still not, like, followed up. So I'm kind of like, okay, like, what is, why am I girding my loins? Like, what?
Right. Yeah. Don't,
Ryan Bailey. Yeah. Ryan Bailey tweeted, when can I stop girding my loins? Like,
that's how I feel. Like, what are, yeah. Like, I'm like, I got, like, all anxious. And then,
me too.
I mean, so something will come out. We'll see. Yes. And then did you see that something about her is going to open May 22nd?
I did see the alleged report.
Fake news.
Yes, I saw that. And I was like, okay, like, that's not that far from now. So we'll be able to actually see if this actually happens.
Yeah.
I know. But yeah.
Like, people on TikTok, I'm sure, are going to go scope it out and see if there's, you know, any, like, signs of life at the space.
You know.
But apparently, like, on the next episode, they talked to Lisa about their issues with Chef Penny.
Yes. So okay, that have you kept up with that in real time?
I mean, I know that Penny has something about her trademark under her name. It hasn't been approved by the trademarking body, but that was interesting. And then, so that they were saying, like, that was one of the reasons, like, it's been held up. She's been difficult to work with. So in addition to all the permits and all of that from the city of LA and West Hollywood.
So I think it was Katie that, like, confirmed, like, they are no longer working with her in real time. So I thought that was interesting. Like, I wonder if that's been a bigger part in the sandwich shop not being open, like, than we realize. Like, I'm just curious to see, like, I want to see what they tell Lisa about Penny, because I know Lisa has worked with Penny in the past. So it's like, you know, what actually happened? You know, it's like kind of interesting. Because I told you, like, I saw Penny on a reality show in the past. So she's, like, very fame hungry. Like, she wants fame and notoriety. So I believe that she's sketchy. But did you see Lisa Vanderpump responded to, like, the Kyle Morgan rumors from Beverly Hills? It was kind of dumb, but they were like, because, you know, there's an article, I don't know if you saw, that allegedly Bravo told Kyle that if she doesn't share her relationship on the show, she's going to be fired.
Oh, good.
So, and I was like, I don't really believe that, but that's what the headline said.
I don't believe it either, but that would be good.
Yeah.
I think they should.
So, anyway, so they were like, Lisa, do you agree with that? Like, should she be fired? And Lisa's response was basically like, no, if she wants to keep it private, she can keep it private, darling. I don't really care who's munching who.
Oh, God. She makes everything sexual. Everything.
It's so corny at this point. I'm like, Lisa, shut up. Like, it's, I don't know. She's just trying to get that sound bite, which it worked because everyone was like sharing it. But
I don't agree that you should be able to keep things private.
No, I don't agree.
Speaking of Kyle, her daughter's house was broken into.
And paparazzi just happened to be there. Isn't that funny?
I'm like, what? Okay. Yeah. Okay. I don't even know what to say. Like, between Kyle's being broken into, Dorit's,
yeah,
Tom's house was broken into.
Right.
Now Farrah, like, what is right. happening in Beverly Hills? And I have insurance vibes, like, yeah, insurance fraud vibes. I don't know. Right.
It's very sketchy. And I'm like, why do y'all not have like security systems, locks, like cameras, yeah, like anything? Like, what is happening? Like, I just don't. And I'm like, Farrah is nobody. Why is she targeted? Like, I just am like, it's making me roll my eyes. But the paparazzi was very like, give me a freaking break. Like, no one is outside Farrah Abraham's house or whatever her last name is.
House. Not like, Farrah Abraham. That's the teen.
That's Teen Mom. Sorry.
Turn porn star.
They might be outside of her house, but they're not outside of Farrah, Kyle Richards' daughter's house. Okay. Sorry. Wrong Farrah. My bad.
Oh my gosh.
But my point still remains. Paparazzi is not planted outside of Farrah's house. And I just think Kyle, because I think, you know, Kyle has called the paparazzi many times on her and Morgan. Like, there's no way people care this much about Kyle and Morgan Wade's relationship. And I think she loves to call Backgrid and say, hey, we're going to be at Whole Foods tomorrow at 2 o'clock or whatever.
Yeah.
So I just think it does sound, you know, either like insurance fraud-y or it's a quick payday from, you know, Backgrid to get these pictures or like whatever. Right. So yeah, I don't believe it. That's
I just sketchy. Feel like the fans are like losing any ounce of sympathy we have because it's like, okay, they're breaking 100%. In and like stealing all these luxury items that you flaunt on TV. And
totally.
Yeah, it's like invest maybe before you buy all the designer, maybe invest in safety and security. Right. And I thought a lot of the Beverly Hills ladies lived in gated communities. Like, just not adding up to me.
No.
And if it's a storyline, I'll lose it for sure.
I know. I'm like, and I can't Teddy deal. Mellencamp, like, her husband does like security. I don't know if he does security for them, but I was like, why are you not hiring your friend to like
make
your home more secure? Like, it's just so silly to me. I don't know. When I saw it, I felt nothing. I was like, okay.
Same. Cool. My eyes rolled. I didn't feel pity. I felt like annoyance. Yes, I was like, not again.
Yes.
Did you see that Pookie's dog died?
No.
Pookie and Jet. Their little French bulldog died. Yeah.
Pookie. Natalie loves Pookie and Jet. She was like an original Pookie truther.
Do I know? I don't know. I still don't process how I feel.
Well, they had not come up on my For You page yet, and you were like, have you seen Pookie?
And I was like, early algorithm.
You were. And I was like, okay, yeah.
But now they're everywhere.
They're everywhere.
But her dog died. I do feel sorry for her. The other TikTok thing I did want to mention randomly is I'm sick of this, like, the TikTok shop. Okay, I'm going back. If they ban TikTok, I will insurrect. I am like, this is insane. Y'all,
it's really gone too far. I'm just like, it's dramatic.
Okay, y'all don't give a fuck about our data. Like, Meta has everything. You just want the American company to own
exactly.
It.
That's the thing. That's what people seem to forget.
You're not trying to protect us.
No. Give me a
break. So it's just, and then like, go fix the freaking bridges and roads, you morons. Like,
literally. Or, you know, like, actual... you promise, like, you know, student loan forgiveness, like, all this stuff. Yes. And it's like, yes. You know, we're not worried about that. We're going to ban TikTok. Like, okay.
Go ban Boeing planes from flying.
Literally.
Checked out. Like, I just, this TikTok thing just pisses me off. I know. The one thing we all love. It unites us as a country.
It brings us joy. No, I know. I agree.
But the one thing that I hate about TikTok is the TikTok shop, but I get these ads all the time, and I made a note because I was like, I'm just like sick of it. But it's like the ones where it's like, I feel sorry for the people that bought this and now it's on sale.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Yes. They drive me crazy.
Everything. It's all like, the ads.
Like, it's less than a price of a pack of gum or whatever. Yeah. And I'm just like, shut up. Like,
less than a price of a pack of cigarettes.
Yes.
I feel sorry for people that bought this. And now it's on sale for less than a nickel. It's so dumb. And it's so, every ad.
Let me tell y'all a little secret about TikTok shop that I know because I'm attempting to be a TikToker. Is if you want something, like if you see someone that has a TikTok shop thing, they got that item for free in exchange for the post. So All these people are getting this stuff for free. That's why you see so many, because you don't have to pay anything. They literally will send you whatever it is if you do a free post. Mm-hmm. And so that's why it's like you see the same items over and over and over again, because people don't want to pay for it. So it's like, well, I'll just make a video about it. Like, and it's like, I don't think people realize that. And I'm like, oh yeah, like I could get on there right now and order whatever, like the Halara pants that I see an ad for every three seconds, and get them for free in exchange for a video. And like, I don't think people realize, just,
like do a positive review without even like putting them on.
Absolutely. And The commissions are crazy. Like, you get like 50% commission on some stuff. Like, it's crazy how much these people are paying these influencers or creators or whatever. But yeah, I'm so sick of TikTok shop because it's like every other video. Like, it's
out of control. Yeah. And it's like, I like randomly, like, I hate the algorithm sometimes because, like, I accidentally clicked on this, like, dog vacuum, like a dog grooming thing.
Yes.
And that's every ad I get is for the dog grooming tool.
When I accidentally
I'm like, no.
No. When I accidentally click on ads on TikTok and on X, because I've accidentally clicked on ads on X and I want to cry because on Twitter, like the ads are awful over there and I've accidentally clicked them before and then it like ruins my life because then I see that ad a million times.
I know.
So I'm sick of the sponsored posts. Like, I'm just, it's too much. It's just too much.
I know.
But let's ban TikTok, you know?
Yeah, that's useful. But I am glad that Taylor's music is allowed on TikTok again.
Me too.
So, thank God.
Me too. Because I'm depressed.
Jamming to,
I'm so depressed.
Like, it's my birthday. Every day.
I love that song. That's like,
one of
my
favorites. A little treat.
I know.
The one I have in my mind right now is, and I'm down bad crying at the gym.
Yes!
I need to go to the gym.
You need to go to the gym, I know.
On that note.
I know. Well, it was good to chit-chat. Got some things off our chest.
Chit-chatting with you.
I know. I hope y'all enjoyed a little more unhinged episode.
That's what we should call it. Unhinged. I'll see you on Saturday for the baby shower.
I know, my baby shower is Saturday.
We will report back on Tuesday.
I know, we'll have to get Natalie's opinions on the shower on Tuesday.
Oh gosh, yes. But it'll be nice.
It will be. It'll be great. I'm excited. But
So we'll be back with y'all. I guess we have a summer house tonight and probably... Yes. Crazy Bravo news will drop over the weekend. We're still girding the loins.
We're still girding our loins, Dave Quinn.
We'll see what happens. Well, enjoy your day. Have a good weekend, everybody. Okay. Please like and subscribe. Ginger666 is still the name of you. And then follow us at OMG Tell Me Everything on Instagram. We're Laura of our social media Bravo news.
Yes.
And we definitely want to. Yeah, so